Parshas Vayera. At the end of this week's parsha, of course, we find the story of the Akedah, Akedas Yitzchok, which is actually introduced with the words Lech Lecha. Just like last week's parsha began with the word Lech Lecha me'aretzecha u'mimoyladetcho me'beis avicha, so too, the Nisayon of the Akedah begins with the same words. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Kachno es bincho es yechidcho asher ohavto. Take the son, your only one, the one that you love, velech lecho el Eretz Hamoiria, and take him and go to Eretz Hamoiria, v'ha'aleyu shom lo'oilo, and be makriv him there as a korban. So interestingly enough, the very first of Avraham Avinu's Nisyonos begins with the words Lech Lecha, and so too the last Nisyon, at least according to most Rishonim, this is the last of the 10 Nisyonos, also begins with the words Lech Lecha. And the Medrash, in fact, compares them. The Medrash says, Shnei Pa'omim Ksiv Lech Lecha. The Torah writes on two occasions the words Lech Lecha. But then the Medrash says something which L'chaira is very difficult to understand. Ve'ein onu yoidin. We do not know Eze Chaviva, which one was more precious to our Kodesh Baruch Hu, the first one or the second one? Was it the first Lech Lecha or the second Lech Lecha? There is a comparison of the two Lech Lechas, and the Medrash is saying it's not clear which is the more choviv, which is more precious, more special to our Kodesh Baruch Hu. And eventually the Medrash brings a proof that in fact the Akedah was in fact, after all, more choviv. But it's quite clear from the Medrash that this is in fact not so poshut after all. And the Medrash says, Ein onu yoidin. At first glance, we would not be able to discern. We could not tell the difference between the two Lech Lechas. And this, of course, needs explanation. Because surely we would say that the Nisayon of the Akedah is incomparable. Avraham Avinu has waited his entire life, and now to shecht his own son, Biyodayim, how on earth can you compare that to the Nisayon, albeit a Nisayon, of leaving his homeland and his parents, which, albeit, and admittedly was not an easy proposition, but how on earth can that be put in the same category? How can that possibly be compared in any way to the Nisayon of the Akedah? This is the question that we would like to ask. A second question that we may ask is, as we well know, Avraham Avinu, of course, was Oymed b'Nisayon, even though eventually he did not shecht Yitzchak, as we know. The Malach told him not to do so, but he was fully prepared to do so. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells him via the Malach, Ati Odati, now I know you're a Yirei Elohim. He's reached the absolute heights. But Sara Imenu, however, was not Oymed b'Nisayon. As we know, the Malach, the Satan, told Sara about this event, and the beginning of next week's parasha, Parcha Nishmasa, she was unable to cope and she passed away. So this is a second question that we must ask. Why indeed was it that Avraham Avinu was able to be Oymed b'Nisayon, Sara Imenu, however, clearly was unable? Now the first question that we asked, how can you compare the two Lech Lechas, the Lech Lecha at the beginning of last week and the Lech Lecha of the Akedah? Many years ago, it was actually in Ramah Aleph in the Groshul. We were zeicha to a visit by one of the Gedolei Yisrael, Rav Moshe Hillel Hirsch, and he asked this question, how on earth can you compare the two Lech Lechas? And the Rosh Hashiva Shlita gave a magnificent teretz, but in order to appreciate his teretz, I'd like, if I may, to make an introduction. Then eventually we'll get to the teretz of Rav Moshe Hillel Hirsch Shlita. We need to really examine what it means, what's the whole concept of a Nisayon. the Nisayon of Lech Lecha, the Nisayon of the Akedah. And of course, in English, the word Nisayon is always translated as a test, which is extremely confusing or even maybe misleading. Why? Because when we use the word test in our day-to-day language, if somebody has, for example, a driving test, what is the purpose of that test? Who is the beneficiary of that test? Not the person driving the car, nothing happens to them. But the person testing is devoid of a certain piece of knowledge. He does not know whether this candidate is a good driver or not a good driver. There's only one way to ascertain that, and that is to give him a test. Thereby, you can fill that missing piece of information. When we were back in school and we had a test, the teacher wanted to know where we were up to, whether we were progressing or not. So in order to ascertain our standard of mathematics or geography or science, whatever it may be, the teacher gives us a test. So the beneficiary of the test is the tester, is the one giving the test. Now that clearly cannot be the purpose of the Nisayon when we talk about Nisayonis in the Torah. It can't be that HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kaviyochel has a lack of information. There is something that he doesn't know about Avraham Avinu, and the only way that he can accrue that piece of knowledge is by giving him a test. Obviously, that's not true. So when we use the word test, V'ho Elohim Nisa Es Avraham, HaKadosh Baruch Hu tested Avraham, clearly this is not to be used in the same way that we do in our day-to-day language, a school test or a driving test. And in fact, the Ramban emphasizes this point absolutely. And the Ramban says that when HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives a test, the purpose of the test is Lahoitzi Hadovor Min HaKoyach El HaPoil. What does that mean? Lahoitzi Hadovor Min HaKoyach El HaPoil. A person has spiritual energy. He has a koyach, but he himself may not have expressed that koyach. He may actually not be aware of that koyach. The purpose of the test is not for the tester, for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Rather, it is for the tested, the one being tested, in order to be able to express what at the moment is just koyach, which means potential, El HaPoel, to realize, to actualize that potential. And the Ramban, in fact, concludes with the following words, very, very profound, important words. Vehine, kol hanisyoinois shebatorah. All of the tests in the Torah are letoivas, for the benefit of hamenuse, the one being tested. So the Ramban has stated absolutely clearly that which we explained before, that unlike our usage of the word test, which is for the benefit of the tester, the teacher, the driver, whoever it may be, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Lahavdil is not testing Avraham Avinu because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is lacking a certain piece of knowledge, but rather it is Letoivas Hamanusa. It is for the benefit of the one being tested, because the one being tested has koichos. He has energy which is, until this point, not yet expressed or realized. That's why it's called koyach, it's potential energy. In order to now express that energy, for it to be actualized and realized, that is the purpose of the test. So let's explain this in a little more detail. We have told in the past, in fact quite recently, about what's commonly known as the Tallahassee Miracle, Florida, 1997, 26 years ago. What happened in Tallahassee, Florida? Apparently there was a child who was stuck underneath a car. They could not release him. a woman passed. She saw that it was in fact her own grandson, and she lifted the car in order to free the child. She was 63 years old at the time, and overnight she became a celebrity up and down the United States of America. The headlines in every newspaper: 63-year-old grandmother lifts up car. So I once read that there was a certain Dr. Charles Garfield. He authored a book called Peak Performance, which was exactly that: people who managed to achieve staggering performances. And he thought that to interview this woman would make a fascinating read in his book. So he tried contacting this 63-year-old woman, and he wanted to hear more details of how she did it and how she felt. And she refused to talk to him. He could not initially get hold of her. She didn't even answer her phone. When eventually he did, she refused to talk. And he said, "Why don't you want to be interviewed? You've become an instant celebrity. A chapter will be written about you in my book. You'll be even more famous. Why would you not want to be written about?" And she said the following words: "If I was able to do this when I didn't think it was possible, what does that say about the rest of my life? Have I wasted it?" In other words, she in fact, instead of celebrating this magnificent performance, it caused the opposite effect. She all of a sudden realized, and therefore slipped into a depression: have I wasted the rest of my life? If you would have asked me 5 minutes before she lifted up that car, "Are you able to pick up that car?" she would have said, "What are you saying? Obviously not. Absolutely not. How can I pick up a car?" And suddenly she finds herself in a situation of nisoyoin. She's tested. Life and death, the child there right in front of her own eyes, and she all of a sudden converts koyach el hapoil. So it's letoivas hamanusa. Who's the beneficiary of that test? The person who passed the test. Because she now realizes she has discovered latent koyach, potential, which was as yet unrealized. And in this particular case, the end of the story is that this woman decided that she's going to absolutely put in all her efforts for the rest of her life. She enrolled into a college or university at the age of 63, surrounded by other students who are teenagers, and she got a degree, and she ended up being a science teacher close to the age of 70. Why? Because the fact that she was put into this corner, into this difficult situation, that which we would call a nisoyain, the Ramban says, nisoyin is al letoivas hamanusa. It is for the benefit, for the purpose of the one being tested. He or she discovers koyach, which was not yet realized, and it then becomes realized. The Medrash, in fact, tells us on that pasuk, Vo'elokim niso es Avraham, the Medrash compares this to Pishton. Pishton is flax. When a seller of flax wants to display and market his merchandise, says the Medrash, loike, umakish olov, he beats, he knocks the pishton into shape. Now, imagine you've just made a beged or a carpet made out of this flax and you start beating it. What will that do to the carpet? Says the Medrash, he mishtabachas v'hoileches, it continues to improve. We may think that if you beat this carpet, you're thinning it out, you're weakening it. No, to the contrary, it's mishtabachas v'hoileches, it actually improves. And the Netziv in the Hamek Dova quotes this Medrash and he says, it's moitzi toiv shebekoichoi. The carpet until this point may not yet be fully shaped. Maybe the threads haven't completely interwoven properly. And you beat it into the shape, and now it's moitzi toiv shebekoichoi. says the Hamikdova, Kach HaTzadik. So too the tzaddik who's tested by HaKadosh Baruch Hu and his Oymed B'Nisoyon, Afal Gav, even though Shebekoichoi Munach Tzidkosa, he always had his righteousness there, Bekoyach, maybe it was just dormant, potential. But Al Yedei Pu'ula, but actually through the Nisoyon, Mis'ale Koichoi Ad Sheneikel Olav Lohoitzi Acharkach. Afterwards, he's able, therefore, to produce it, Masha Bekoichoi, that which was, until this point, just potential. The story is told about the brother of Reb Chaim Volozhin, Reb Zalman Volozhin, that on one occasion, a particular sefer of his slipped behind the Sforim shelf. He was so desperate to have a look at this sefer, he needed to look something up. He was able single-handedly to move the entire Oroin Sforim, which was packed, laden, every shelf with Sforim. And as Reb Chaim Shmulevitz writes, B'shah Sreifa V'Sakona, when a person, Chas V'Sholem, finds himself in a fire or in danger, Mesugal Odom Echod, a person all of a sudden discovers that he is capable, Lasos Dvorim, to do that which, B'derech Klal, Kama B'nei Odom, B'shvil Lasosom. Normally, you might well need 3 or 4 or 5 people to produce a certain activity, but when the person finds himself in that desperate situation, all of a sudden he discovers he's able to do that single-handedly. And this is a principle that we have discussed in the past. We actually spoke about it in Chodesh Elul because it's a frightening yesod. Because it's perhaps the greatest obstacle to our growth in Avodas Hashem when we're not aware of our own koiches, and therefore we convince ourselves that I can't do more than I'm currently doing. And sometimes, through the pain and the tears of a nesoya in HaKadosh Baruch Hu shows us, L'toivas HaManuse, that actually, I can. And all those years that I said I cannot, well, maybe it was a zman of sakana or a nesoyain that actually proved to me that in fact I could. I think we've mentioned many times the story about the Mira Rosh Hashiva, Reb Nosson Tzvi Finkel, Zecher Tzadik Livracha, if we needed an example in our times of somebody who pushed himself to the maximum and beyond, it would be the Mira Rosh Hashiva. Rav Shteyman used to say about Reb Nosson Tzvi that the phrase Mesiras Nefesh nowadays is thrown about far too easily. Somebody's learning in the Beis HaMedrash and the air conditioning is not quite the temperature he would like it. Oh, ah, what a tzaddik, he was learning the Mesiras Nefesh. Says Reb Shteyman, that's not Mesiras Nefesh, maybe that's Mesiras HaGuf, physical exertion. But he says Reb Nosson Tzvi has no guf. So he's the only one in our doer who truly knows what it means to be Mesir Nefesh. So on one occasion when the Mira Yeshiva were in dire financial straits, the story is told that the Rosh Hashiva went to a particular wealthy American individual and he asked him straight out, he says, I need you to sign a check for me for $1,000,000. $1,000,000, he said? Ich kann nicht. I can't. And the Rosh Hashiva didn't bat an eyelid, he just said, I also can't, but I do anyway. And on the spot, this particular individual wrote a check for $1,000,000. And discover that actually he can. Why is that story a frightening story? Because imagine had he come up to Shomayim, La'acha Me'er Ve'esrim, and they would have asked him, where's that $1,000,000 donation that you could have given to the Mir Yeshiva? And he would have said, what do you mean? I couldn't give it. And they'll then show him the video. Which video will they show him? Of the life that he could have lived, not of the life that he did. Here, this is the story that you could have written. You could indeed have given that $1,000,000. So the Rosh Hashiva gave him that nisayon and put him in that corner, and he all of a sudden discovered that he was in fact able to give that $1,000,000. It's famously told about the great Netziv. The Netziv, as we know, wrote many magnificent works. Most famously, perhaps, his Pirush to the Chumash HaMikdava. He's got Tshuva's Meshiv Dava. But he's also got a magnificent Pirush to the Sheiltas. A three-volume work called HaMek Sheila, which was really his life's work. And when he completed that work, he made an enormous celebratory Seuda. And at the Seuda, he explained, you may be wondering, this is not the only Sefer I've compiled, why am I making such an enormous Seuda of celebration? So he said, because when I was a young child, I wasn't actually a model Talmud. And I wasn't putting in my koichas, in my efforts. And on one occasion, I overheard my parents talking in the kitchen. They didn't realize that I could listen. And I overheard my mother saying, Vos geht sein, vos geht sein. What's going to be with unsere Naftali Tzvi Yehuda? What's going to be with our Naftali Tzvi Yehuda? We know he has the potential, but he's not pulling his weight. What's going to become of him? He's going to become a simple shoemaker? That's what's going to happen? He said, I was so moved by those tears of a Yiddish mama that overnight I turned over a new leaf and I did begin putting in maximum effort. And Baruch Hashem, I grew in my learning and now Vayehi Ayoim, I've written Baruch Hashem this magnificent work called the HaMek Sheila. He said, imagine after 120 if I would have come to the Beis Din Shalmalo. And I would have been a simple shoemaker, perhaps, and they would have said to me, wonderful shoes, but where's your pirush to the she'iltas? Where's your HaMek Sheila? And I wouldn't have known what they were talking about. I would have not known, what are they referring to? I don't even know what that sefer is, the she'iltas, and they would have said, yes, yes, you could have written it. Why didn't you write the pirush of the HaMek she'iltas instead of just producing shoes? So the Netziv says at this celebratory Seuda, that's why I'm making this Seuda. I'm celebrating that Baruch Hashem, I won't have to face that question. I won't have to face the question of why didn't you live the life that you could in fact have lived. Let's come back now to the Nisayon of the Akedah. The Medrash says three very important words. Three very important words. Avraham Avinu went through a process of 10 nisyonos. And the Medrash says, nisoyoin achar nisoyoin, gidulin achar gidulin. Test after test, growth after growth. Avraham Avinu was not merely tested time and time again. Rather, he grew as a result of each nisayon. Because as the Ramban told us, when a person is oimed b'nisayon, that is l'toivas hamanuse. That is for the purpose of the person being tested. He discovers hitherto undiscovered potential. And not only that, when a person, in fact, is tested, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives him the koichos, he gives him brand new koichos in order to be oimed b'nisayon. Such that, post-nisayon, he's not the same person anymore. Gidulin achar gidulin. A person grows, not despite, but as a direct result of the nisayon. It may well be hard. It may well be challenging and painful, but he discovers and is granted new koichos. He's an altogether greater person. Let me share with you something which is so moving that it's difficult to tell over. But I heard this from a friend of mine. I have a very close friend who told me the following tragic story. He has a brother-in-law, a very well-known brother-in-law, Talmud Chacham in Yerushalayim, who about 10 years ago or so had a sick child. Their 5 or 6-year-old contracted a very severe illness, and it became a very difficult parasha. a parasha of hospital appointments and chemotherapy and operations and pain and ups and downs and two steps forwards and three steps backwards. And eventually the situation deteriorated and in the end the child passed away. Following the levaya, the painful, tragic levaya of burying a young child, a seven-year-old boy, this friend of mine tells me that he was in the car on the way back from the levaya together with the parents of the young child who's just been buried, meaning his brother-in-law, his sister-in-law. And as you can imagine, not a word is being spoken. Ma noima, uma nedaber, what's there to say? Just to accept the gezeir din of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Vayidoim Aharon. And he said, all of a sudden, that silence was broken. Because the mother, a Yiddish mama, who's just buried her own son, all of a sudden said, I only hope that the special kirva, closeness to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that I felt throughout this difficult nisoyein, I hope that will continue to remain with me even now that the nisoyein has finished. Mika Amcha Yisrael. That was her only wish. That now that the nisoyein has finished, I should continue to feel that closeness to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that I felt all along the nisoyein. In other words, Gidulin achar gidulin. She and her husband and the family had become greater people. They'd become closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Not despite, but as a direct result of the Nisoyen. L'toivas hamanusa. L'toivas hamanusa. And that's the whole moshel of the Pishton. Even though the Pishton is beaten and knocked into shape, but that's in fact what improves it. And following that, make umakish, it's in fact stronger pishton, not despite, but because the owner, the seller, has been make umakish bepishton. In light of what we've explained, I think we can now appreciate the beauty and the profundity of the teretz that the Rosh Hashiva Rameshi Hillel Hirsch Shlita gave to the question we asked in the beginning. The Medrash says that Lech Lecha appears twice in the beginning of last week's parasha, leaving his land and his birthplace and his parents' home. And once again in the parasha of the Akedah of Lech Lecha El Eretz HaMoiria, and the Medrash says, Einon Uyoidin. We don't really know which one was more Choviv. And we asked the question, surely the Nisoyen of the Akedah is a much, much more difficult thing to do. That's a much bigger nisoyin. Said the Rosh Hashiva, that's 100% true. But Avram Avinu at that point was a far bigger person. Yes, it was a bigger nisoyin, but he was a bigger person at the time. Such that the Lech Lecha that was told to Avram Avinu, that was not the same Avram Avinu who heard the second Lech Lecha. Imagine if I would ask you, what's easier to lift, a small chair or a heavy table? The real answer is, it depends who's lifting it. For a two-year-old, it may be as difficult to lift a small chair as it is for a grown adult to lift a heavy table. So I don't know which one, in fact, is more difficult. We would all say, but surely the table is much, much bigger. Yes, the adult is also much, much bigger. So therefore, maybe, in fact, that's equal in test to the young child having to lift up the chair. That's what it means, gidulin achar gidulin. We must not look at the asara nisyonos as separate tests, just one after another. Rather, it was a process. It was a process of growth for Avraham Avinu. Such that Avraham Avinu at the time of the Akedah is not in fact the same Avraham Avinu at the beginning of Parshas Lech Lecha. Said the Rosh Hashiva, that's what the Medrash means. That's why the two Lech Lechas are in fact comparable. Einonu Yoidin. It's not so obvious which is more Choviv. Surely that's a much harder thing to do. That's a bigger test. Yes, but Avraham Avinu was a bigger person at the time. A magnificent pshat in the Medrash. But we asked one more question. Avraham Avinu was able to be Oymed B'Nisayin, but not Sarah. So I remember maybe about 15 years ago, around our Friday night table, I asked this question to the children. Why is it that Avraham Avinu was able to be Oymed B'Nisayin, and Sarah Imenu was not? And my 8-year-old Bechor, who's no longer 8, he's a married man, said, and I'm not sure if he realized himself how profound it was, and he said the reason why Avraham Avinu was able to be Oymed in the Nisayon of the Akedah is because for him it followed 9 previous Nisayonis. Asara Nisayonis Nisnaso Avraham, but not Sarah Imenu. So Avraham Avinu, by going through tests number 1, 2, 3, 7, 8, 9, was an altogether difficult, different person. So how was he being able, how did he have the koyach to be oymed b'nisoyen of the Akedah? Precisely because he'd passed the previous 9 nisyonos. The previous 9 Nisyonis were all in preparation, as it were, for the grand finale of the Nisyon of the Akedah. And that's why in the beginning of the Akedah, when it says, Kach no es bincha, what does Rashi say? Kach no? Please, he says HaKadosh Baruch Hu, make sure you pass this test so that you shouldn't say that the first 9 tests were worthless. What does that mean, the first 9 tests were worthless? 9 out of 10, that's also a good score. And the answer is because the 9 first tests were in preparation for the 10th. They were all the build-up in order that Gidulin Achar Gidulin, L'toiva Samanusa, that Avraham Avinu should be Oymed B'Nisayon of the Akedah, that was only ever going to be possible by virtue of the fact that he passed the previous 9 Nisyonos. So this is a very fundamental look at the Nisyon of the Akedah in particular, but really in all Nisyonos in general, because we all find ourselves invariably at one stage or another of life in a situation of Nisyon. And in fact, the Mesillas Yesharim in the very first perek tells us that that's the Tachlis HaOlam. The Tachlis HaOlam is in order to be Oymed Nisayin. Why is that the Tachlis of the Oylam? Now we understand, because that's how a person grows, Gidulin Acha Gidulin. So rather, Chas V'Shalom, looking at Nisayinu, says something that breaks us, actually it's something that should make us. Gidulin Achar Gidulin. It's true, we daven every day, Shaloi Aledei Nisayin. But we need to know, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu sends us a Nisayin, and how can we ignore the Nisayon that we are all currently going through at the moment? The Eis Tzara Hi LeYaakov, and yet you see, Baruch Hashem, the magnificent response of Klal Yisrael. The increase in Torah, the Atzeres Tfilo in every shul, the unprecedented Chesed. So all of a sudden, Koichos are being discovered. This is L'Toivas Hamanusa. This is, in fact, the whole purpose of the Eis Tzara that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has sent us at the moment. Not Chas V'Shalom to break us, to build us up, such that when this Milchama is behind us, may it be B'Korev, we will be greater people. We will be people who have discovered that extra potential to daven better for others, to learn, to do Chesed for others. And then, emitz Hashem, we'll be able to say that indeed we were oymed b'nisayin. May HaKadosh Baruch Hu indeed see that increased chizuk in Torah, avodah, and gemilas chasodim. When he sees that Klal Yisrael are responding in the way that they should, and they understand that this nisoyin is in fact l'toivas amanusa, then that itself will be the very zechus in which HaKadosh Baruch Hu will say, sheyoymar l'tzoreseinu dai, may this all be behind us, and we should hear only besureis tovos for all of Klal Yisrael. Amen. Amen.